And good morning, Kevin Wolf here. 12 past 10 as we get stuck into a massive day at Wyong, the Magic Millions meeting. Track manager Phil Robinson joins us. Phil, good morning.
How's it going, Kevin?
Look, very well. What sort of day do we have? It's threatened to rain for a couple of days without much. Are we getting any today?
Yeah, we've got a couple of showers this morning with a little bit still patchy on the radar, but I don't think we'll cop too much of it today, and we should stay on a good four track all day.
So good for the rail, true. Is that the perfect scenario for Wyong today?
Yeah, it is. It worked out well.
Okay. And you couldn't be any happier with what's going to be presented for the jockeys and the trainers. You'll be happy when they turn up today.
I think so, definitely. There's a nice little bit of give in the track, so there shouldn't be any jarring up by the horses.
Lovely. That's what we want to hear. Have a good day today at Wyong. Thank you, Phil.
Thanks very much. Bye.
There's Phil Robinson there from Wyong, and our form experts are with us. Firstly, Ray Hicks, and morning to you, Ray.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Very well. What are your thoughts about Wyong today?
Well, it's nice to hear that we're going to be on a good surface, and I think at this meeting last year, which was held a week later, there was a little bit of rain through the day, so hopefully that doesn't occur, because we've got a couple of very interesting races, particularly the two Magic Millions features a bit later on. So just all we can ask for is a fair track.
Yeah, that's very exciting. And Paul Joyce, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kevin. Lovely to speak with you, and good morning, Ray, and to all the punters out there. And look, it's an unusual meeting for me, as far as I can't remember a meeting where I've got so many favourites clearly on top. So it could be an absolute fill-up there today at Wyong.
Well, the man will tell us more about that is Glenn Munsey. Hello, Muns.
Yeah, good morning, Kevy. Good morning to Ray. Good morning to Pa. Well, I don't say good Pa, but I think I have to have a shocker.
Alrighty, well, let's we'll leave it there, shall we, Muns? We'll get stuck into the first today, and what a day it is with the seven races. The first here comes up at 25-2, and the scratching here is number four, Buck and Beauty. And how's the market looking, Muns?
Yeah, this is the BJT Plastering Class 1 over 1,000 metres, and Witherspoon, the toppy, into favouritism now. On Formline Extra last night, it was equal favourite with Enjoy Elsie, and then Enjoy Elsie was favourite, but Witherspoon into favourite now. At $2.20 for the first. Lancaster Bomber with a tongue tie off at $7. Host Twin Satin at $7.50. Buck and Beauty is out. It came out yesterday. 5 cents to win and 5 cents to play. Then we go to Enjoy Elsie at $2.40. Acoustics at $17. Don't Doubt Arthur, a $16 chance. And LA Rev. For the Rev, it's $151. Well, since we went to this market with the scratching of Buck and Beauty, we opened a new market with seven starters, pay 1-2. Exactly half the total investment on the race has been on Witherspoon here. 240 into 220 has double what Enjoy Elsie's got on it, who's 230, 240, 230, 240. And third pick is Host Win Satin. Basically not a coin for any other runner in the first.
Okay, Paul Joyce, what's the speed back look like here?
Yeah, look, they're going to really rip and tear in the first. Witherspoon's drawn out, but she showed blistering pace at a recent trial at Wyong. But Enjoy Elsie, the other one vying for favouritism, well, she gave nothing else a look in at Wyong in a 1,000-metre race last start. So they're your two speed horses, but you've also got the likes of Acoustics, Don't Doubt Arthur, Lancaster Bomber, Host Win Satin. So it's not as if there's just the two of them going to go at it here. About five or six could have a crack at the lead.
And Ray Hexton, how do you see race one?
Well, I must admit, Kevin, I was a little surprised when Witherspoon didn't open favourite, just looking at her performance, you know, three or eight starts. She's actually only had two runs outside of group enlisted level, and they were for a canter home and a Newcastle maiden, and she gave Plaguestone a bit of a fright in the Rosebud Prelude at Randwick. So I'm not surprised there's been support for her. She's obviously the class performer in the race. The 60 kilos tells you that. I get the feeling that she's been set to win this first up. She was sent to Wyong for a trial a bit over a week ago, and as Paul said, she showed a lot of pace there to lead it, as you'd expect for a horse like her. And I think she's clearly the horse to beat and would be my best for the day. Hopefully we can kick off with a winner. I'd just like to say, though, I think that the first 100 metres will be key, because she's shown a little bit of a, not so much a habit, but on occasion she's just stepped away that little bit slowly and taken a few metres to get going. I think if she can come out with them and get across, she'll either head Enjoy Elsie or sit outside, and I just think the class will shine through. Having said that, Kevin, I think that Enjoy Elsie, we don't really know how good she is yet, number five. She did win that maiden at Wyong over the 1,000 metres, but, I mean, it was basically a walk in the park for her. She landed in front, nothing took her on, and she cantered home by four lengths. So a bit stronger opposition for her here. We'll find out what she's made of. Number two, Lancaster Bomber, in for third. Look, he was heavily back behind Bare Naked Lady last start at Hawkesbury and missed the kick by 4 or 5. So, look, his run was better than it probably looks on paper. And Hostwin Satin, one start for one win. I did speak to Gary Moore during the week, and he's planning to run in the Gosford Guineas if he can win this race. So there's a bit of depth here, but I'm pretty keen on the one to beat 5, 2, and 3.
1, 5, 2, 3. What about you, Paul?
Yeah, very similar. 1, 5, 3, and 2. The reasoning very the same with me and Ray with Witherspoon. She's got the class form behind her. She's got that recent trial win under her belt. So I've got to lean with her on top. I would have loved the barriers to be around the other way because Enjoy Elsie from Barrier 1, she will land on the rail and probably in front for the first couple of strides. And then it's a matter of whether Witherspoon wants to really take her on or just sit outside of her. But she's very good. She came home in 33.73 the last 600 there, winning her last start on a soft track. So she can run time as well as show that early pace. Then we look at number three, Hostwin Satin. He's had a trial win since his Hawkesbury win, and it was another sharp effort, so he's got some ability. And the two Lancaster Bombers, Ray said, forget his last start at Hawkesbury when he bungled the start. He hasn't done that previously, so let's give him another chance today. 1, 5, 3, and 2.
So Ray is 1, 5, 2, 3. Paul, 1, 5, 3, 2. As we move to race two here, at Stuart 2:15. No scratching team. Munns a field of 7.
Yeah, the DNR Electrical Metropolitan and Provincial Maiden Plate here over 1,600 metres. And in this second event, the top one here, Devil's Luck, the replacement rider is Michael Walker. James McDonald not riding on the program today. And Devil's Luck here is at $3.50. Hotel Amour at $8.50. Citizen is a $16 chance. Commander's Watch at $8. Lit Zen at $7.50. Shaman, $3.40 in favourite, part owned by Doug Freeman and his lovely wife Bernadette there and their fellow owners. Good luck to them. And collectively at $3.90. Most popular runner here is the first starter, and that is Commander's Watch. Since last night and this morning, $12 into $8, has 75% of the total investment on the race. And roughly, 75% of its total investment has come this morning. Second pick, and the only one there's any sort of money for whatsoever, is Shaman, who's gone 3:30 out to 3:40.
Yeah, speed in the race here. I think Litson can go forward off a soft draw collectively. The two of Chris Waller's to roll forward, and obviously this first starter, Commander's Watch, wouldn't surprise me if he went forward looking at those early betting moves, right?
Yeah, I don't think we can be confident at all about the speed in this race. It's just there's nothing that's really going to put its hand up and say, I want to lead, I think. So it might come down to a bit of initiative and all that. Look, I think this is probably the race I've got the least amount of confidence in for the day. I don't know about Paul. But I'm going to go with number six, Shaman, on top. I'm aware of the fact that he started 50-1 on debut at Warwick Farm on that heavy eight track a couple of weeks ago. He did run a nice race, though, running third behind Snippet Speed and Canyonero, finding the line pretty well. He hadn't really shown a lot in his trials, so we have to see him back that up. He goes to the mile, which looks suitable. And, you know, if he's the type of horse that can be a little bit adaptable, I think he'll be hard to beat. I think the two, Hotel and More, he hadn't shown an awful lot prior to his first up run at Wyong, where he also found the line very nicely behind Ladies Gem over the 1350. I think the mile will also suit him. We'll put collectively in for third, number 7. She's been around the mark in a few races at Canterbury recently. She probably is battling a little bit, but I don't want to leave her out. And I'm interested to hear the support for Commander's Watch, number 4, owned by the Vieira family. I thought he showed a little bit in his latest trial. It suggests to me that kicking off at 1,600 metres, looking at his pedigree, is going to suit him. I kind of want to go around the top weight. I'll go 6 on top from 2, 7, and 4, but the confidence levels aren't high here, Paul.
Yeah, I understand, Ray. This is probably the least confident I am as well, and the numbers are almost the same, 6, 2, 7, 1. I think you've got to go with this Shaman on top. He's coming through a fairly strong city maiden, and he was very good in it, so you've got to believe what you see there. And obviously the stable, Anthony and Edward Cummings, are really going through a purple patch at the moment, and just about all of their horses are running well. So Shaman goes on top of the two, Hotel Amour. Speaking of stables in form, Richard Freeman, he just keeps churning out winners, and I'm sure Hotel Amour can improve off his first up run over the 1350 here. We look at the 7 collectively. She's probably been a touch disappointing at her past couple, but they've been in strong city races, so she's got to be a chance in this field today. And the one, Devil's Luck, speaking of disappointing, he's been rather disappointing at the provincials of late, but I can't see a lot of depth. And I did leave out the first starter. Obviously, there's been a good betting push since, but Apart from his last trial, I hadn't seen anything at his trials that would want me backing him here. So it's 6-2-7-1 for me in the second.
So race two, race 6-2-7-4. Paul is 6-2-7-1. We move to race three here. Jill, 10-3. And again, no scratchings here. Munns, a field of 11.
Yes, and it's well on Magic Millions Day at Wyong. It's the Magic Millions Gold Coast in January. The maiden plate here over 1,350, and all roads do lead to the Gold Coast in January for the Magic Millions. It's not just the race day. There's plenty of activities on and off the track over roughly a week and more. The third here, we've got Classic J, the toppy for Gary Moore and Glenn Schofield. And at present, it is a $21 chance. First starter, Jammu at $7. First starter, Nindamos. Josh Parr, the replacement rider for James McDonald there, $2.50 and favourite. Prolongo with the winkers off at 34. Whaler Bill with the earmuffs on at 71. Alpha Roz at $14. Dream Genie is at 10. Gremlin, stablemate to the favourite here, $3.70. Harmonica, Jess Taylor replaces Keegan Latham. Harmonica at $19. Chirikina is a $19 chance. And Windspear at $8. In a fairly quiet betting race, the best supported runner here is Nindamos, the favourite, even this morning, 3 into 250. But a similar situation to last night, I mentioned on Formline Extra, it was 480 into $3 with hardly anything on it. But if in the total investment on the race, it's exactly half. Today, it's just a little bit more than half, but even today, 3 into 250. I'll keep reiterating, this is not money that's causing this horse to firm. The only other horse there's money for is the stablemate, and that's Gremlin, and it's a $3.70 chance, but it's very, very quiet.
Yeah, speed in the race, Windspear from Barrier 1. She'll bounce out and lead. Coming across from out wide will be Classic Jade. I think they'll settle 1-2, but keeping them honest are horses like Dream Genie, Alpha Oz, and Whaler Bill. So genuine speed here, I would expect, Ray.
I think Godolphin will win the race. They've got two very good chances, obviously the two favourites. So I lean towards the Nindamos number three, out of a Group 1 winner in Neroli, who won a Queen of the Turf when it was still at Rose Hill a few years back. I think both these trials have had quite a deal of merit. He went around in the trial won by Mulberry Walk with Battlecry, who's come out and won since running second, and he wasn't really asked for anything in that trial. The second trial, he went around at Hawkesbury, and there was a runaway winner in version two, and I just liked the way he was allowed to run home under his own steam there, and I think kicking off at 1350 metres, I think he'll be strong at the finish, and I think if Josh Park can put him in that right spot, get him to the outside, he'll be hard to hold out. I think Gremlin is a bit of a danger. She's had that one start at Newcastle in the race won by Sellis, who's obviously come out and perform well in town since then, chasing home the Art of the Bar last week. She's been back to the trials since, been given a bit of a hit out. I think one of the two will win, probably leaning a bit towards Nindamos. Put in Winspear for third. I think she'll give us a good sight, number 11. Just touched out at Kembla last start over the 1,400 metres. And I just want to keep an eye on number 10, Churikina, from the coming stable. I just saw a little bit more in her latest trial to suggest that she might be on the way up. 3 from 8, 11 and 10.
Yeah, well, right. Exactly the same order, 3, 8, 11, 10. So Nindamos on top. I won't go into too much more detail. Ray's covered it perfectly. I just thought he had the upside off that trial, whereas number 8, Gremlin, I was keen on her in a debut, and she just touched disappointing, I thought, behind Sellers, but since then we've seen the form hold up out of the race, and she's trialled again and trialled well, so I do think one of those two will win it. But number 11, Windspear, out in front, she'll give a bit of cheek, especially if they let her roll. She was only just caught at Kembla last start. And I'm with you, the 10, Turakina. I just thought that last trial at Randwick, there was enough there from this informed stable to say that she could come out and run a big race fresh at big odds. So she's going into all of my multis, 3, 8, 11 and 10.
So our experts agreed there, 6, 8, 3, 8, 11 and 10. They've been fairly similar on all three races so far. We move to the fourth, the first of the features, the Magic Millions 3 and 4 year olds, 1, 2, 7 and 8, not running. Very short price here, Invincible Star. And as they say in the classics, Munns, the pivotal race on the program.
Yes, it is. Kev, good to see you picking up that idea. When a 7 race program, the pivotal race becomes race 4, because it's the last leg of the early quaddie and it's the first leg of the normal quaddie, and you'd hate to go out in both. But this set weight race for 3 and 4 year olds will start with scratchings, Bell Sonic the toppy. The deduction, 10 cents a win and 10 cents a place. Destiny's Choice, no deduction. Invincible Star, favourite at $1.40. Problem Solver, is a $6.50 chance. Bondi at $5.50. Sky Ray, Glyn Schofield, the replacement rider for James McDonald, at $11. Lancaster Bomber, out no deduction. Bentley Magic, out no deduction. Sizzling Bell, with the tongue tie on, is a $10 chance. And Buck and Beauty, scratch from the first, to run here at $51. Well, it's been the best supported runner all the way through. Invincible Star, even in a full field, it was 170 into 155, back to 160. Went up 140 this morning, has remained at that price all the way through. If you find anyone in the country or the universe that might want to back another horse in the race, send them into tab.com.au. It'd be very pleased.
Yes, Munns, under set weight, so I think you guys might be copping a hammering here. Now, Invincible Star should cross and lead, you would expect. She's blessed with early pace. Sizzling Bell, she'll kick up. Problem Solver's got a bit of early toe, and Bondi won't want to let them get too far in front. But I think Invincible Star can cross and lead, Ray.
Yeah, well, I don't think we need to spend too much time on this race. Is there a better horse, a better placed horse in the country than this one? 109 Raider on a 57 and set weights. She's coming off a listed win, obviously, at Rose Hill, where she, you know, she fought them all off on a day where it wasn't that easy to lead and hold on. She's got Group 1 form. She was beaten a length by Brave Smash 3 starts ago. Races aren't formalities. Invincible Star isn't Winks, but she looks the horse to beat. I think the Quinella horse is number 9, Sizzling Bell. Well, I think we'll see Cathy O'Hara probably just sit right behind Invincible Star there, as she, as this filly has done in her two trials. She's been just tracking them and coming to the outside and just running on nicely. She's pretty well performed. She did run second in a Black Opal and third in a listed race in Brisbane. I think she can run second. Number 5, Bondi, for third. He went around in the two-year-old race last year and was a little disappointing, but he's been Group 1 place since. Over a mile, and Sky Ray in for fourth, number 6, 3 from 9, 5 and 6. Paul, I don't imagine you're going away from the favourite either.
No, I just can't. I've gone 3, 5, 6 and 9. I just couldn't find any real negatives on her. The only little niggle in the back of my mind is she seems to have been up forever. Obviously, she was targeting an Everest and she was wound right up well before that. So that's the only negative. Otherwise, on paper, she just looks an absolute moral, doesn't she? The right trip, right tight turning track for on-pace runners. And she's coming through Group 1 form and a last start listed winner. So she should just win it. I think number 5, Bondi, could be my Quinella horse. First up from a spell, or first up from a freshen at least. Trialled without the blinkers on. He's got the blinkers on race day, which I like. It'll just keep him a bit closer to the action. Number 6, Sky Ray. I was disappointed with his last run at Rose Hill. I thought he was a big, big chance there, but he did pull up mildly lame, so we'll give him another shot today. And obviously number 9, Sizzling Bell. She's been trialling really well, and as Ray said, she should just trail the leader from that perfect gate. 3, 5, 6 and 9 for me.
So similar numbers again. Ray, 3, 9, 5, 6. Paul, 3, 5, 6, 9. They're the fourth at Wyong. Race 5, 2100 the trip. Due at 4.05. 8 starters here, months again. There's no scratchings.
Yeah, the CIA Class 1 and maiden plate here over 2100. And I tell you what, people will think if Invincible Star gets beaten the fourth one, if they call him the CIA. We've got Britannicus here is a $23 chance. He's imposing at $6.50. Another shorty in the shape of Jazzland for Christian Buchanan and Josh Parr, $1.55. One More Prince at $18. Tempest Flare at $41. Frascati Miss is a $5.50 chance. Dashing Special has blinkers applied today at $21. And City of Love is a $7.50 chance. Roughly 4 times the amount of money on Jazzland here that's been placed on He's Imposing. You could have had as much as 190 Jazzland. It's gone 190, 180, 165, 155 over the last few days. He's Imposing in the same time has gone 8, 850, 750, now 650. You can't shoot the others with a cannon.
Paul.
Yeah, well, speed in the race here. We've got Jazzland obviously going through. Yeah, you got me, Kev?
Yeah, you're there, mate. All good.
You got me, Kev? Yeah, you got me. No, Jazzland kicks through to hold the lead. One More Prince will go with him in the early stages, and you've also got the likes of He's Imposing and perhaps Tempest Flare. So maybe not a picnic out in front, although I'm not sure who will really want to go matching it with this horse, Jazzland.
Well, I hope something does, because I want to. I'm going to go around this favourite a little bit. I think I've been really impressed with his imposing number two, and it's encouraging to see him firming a little bit. Look, you know, he got the job done okay over the mile at Hawkesbury two starts ago, and last week at Gosford he stayed at the mile, and it was a race led and won by Wakurna. I just thought he was slightly out-sprinted there staying at the mile, but he didn't shirk his task. He held his ground quite well to be beaten a bit over a length, looking for every bit of the extra trip. I just think that, look, if something can just keep Jazzland a little bit busy, his imposing should be able to have his chance to run him down. And I like the fact that he's around the $6.50 mark or so. I think, I mean, we've got a field of eight. If you want to back him each way, you're not going to miss. And I think he's a good chance of upsetting Jazzland. Look, you've got to respect a nine-length win. It was a similar race. He had 56.5, so he goes up 2.5 kilos and likelihood that he won't get the absolute picnic that he had on that occasion. And you've got to take $1.55. I'd rather back Invincible Star at $1.40 than this one at $1.55. For third, I will put in number six, Frascati Miss, coming off a win. She got all the favours up along the fence there at Gosford over the 1900, but she does look like she's looking for the extra ground. And number eight, City of Love, I think she'll probably be one of the leaders and she might hang on for a place. We'll go two to beat three from six and eight, Paul.
Yeah, I'm keen on the three, Jazzland. I've got a big rap on this horse. 3, 6, 2, and 1 for me. I backed him two starts ago at Newcastle. He was well into double figures, and he just bumped into one there right out of the box called Scarlet Dream. So put her in the black book. And then he came out and won by 9 lengths last start, went a lot shorter price. And as you said, that was a class one maiden, 2100 at Wyong. So he's exactly the same class. Goes up 2.5 kilos, but he won by 9. So today he probably wins by about 6. Number six, Frascati Miss, last start winner at 1900. Chris Waller on the up. Number two, he's imposing. You make a good case for him. I think he'll run top three as well, but I've only got him for third. And I had a big gap to the fourth pick, Britannicus, who will stay all day. 3, 6, 2, and 1 in the fifth.
3, 6, 2, 1 there from Paul, and 2, 3, 6, 8 from Ray. As we move to race six, another of the biggies here, the Magic Millions 2-year-old classic, due at 4:45 over the 1100. The one scratching is number three, Exceed the Stars. Munns?
Yeah, it suffered an injury to its head yesterday, Exceed the Stars, and had to be treated, so it was scratched immediately there. The deduction taken for it, 19 cents to win and 14 cents a place, was a $4 chance when it came out. So the favourite, Unite and Conquer, trims up. Now 170. Space Boy, the replacement rider there. I did write it down and then I've put it somewhere else. Yeah, Glenn Schofield rides.
Tim Clark.
Timmy Clark rides Space Boy. Terribly sorry for that. Top Cat. He'd probably claim, Glenn Schofield might claim the riding for it. Right, so we've got it. Space Boy as a $4.80. Exceed the Stars, as I said, 19 cents a win and 14 cents a place. Nuclear Summit at 26. Jailbreak, the first starter there at $17. Champagne Boom, Craig Williams to ride. One ride today at $4.20. Exhilarates, cross noseband on, but the blinkers come off. It's at $17. Enchanted Glory is a $23 chance. Islands at $26. And Search and Brook is a $41 chance. Well, roughly seven times the amount of money on Unite and Conquer than there is on Space Boy. Next pick is Champagne Boom and Jailbreak. Just quickly through the market on the millions. United Conquers $8, Space Boys $15, Nuclear Summit $51, Jailbreak $51, Champagne Boom $15, Exhilarates $51, Enchanted Glory not in the nominations for the two-year-old Magic Millions. Islands at $51 and Search and Brook is a $26 chance. But all about the Magic Millions favourite, United Conquer, the favourite here for the Wyong Magic Millions.
Yeah, look, from what I've seen of him, he'll obviously go forward. Whether he can lead Space Boy, I don't know. Space Boy seems to have blistering early pace, but the two of those probably pair off in front to Nuclear Summit. He's also got plenty of early pace, so this will be a high-pressure two-year-old affair, Ray, and it'll be the toughest left standing at the end, I expect.
Well, I'd like to see a bit of pressure there, Paul. Look, I've got healthy respect for Unite and Conquer, but I want to have a go at Champagne Boom, the Victorian filly. She was outstanding when she won at Caulfield on debut. I know she got a few breaks through the field, but when she let down, she just exploded. And then at Flemington on Cup Day, it was in the first race where it was absolutely pelting down. And look, you know, good luck to any horse that went around in that race, but she was finishing that race off down the straight over 1,000 metres quite strongly, beaten less than half a length. She lands just behind the speed here, gets to the outside and handles the Wyong nice tight circuit there. If she can unleash that kind of finish, I think she'll be very hard to beat. Just like the slightly better value there. Unite and Conquer, he did everything right when he won the Maribyrnong trial down the straight a week before Champagne Boom won her debut. I would expect he'll attempt to lead or at least sit outside, and he'll be the one to run down. I think the dark horse, if there is one, is Exhilarates, the Godolphin filly out of Samaretti. Forget that debut run. I remember Rachel King saying like it felt like she was holding her breath through the run. So we'll forgive that. And her runner behind Sarsun, who we saw come out and win at Rose Hill on Saturday, was outstanding. She was back in the ruck and she just got checked at a vital stage, had to pull around them, and look, the race was all over. She probably, runs into about a length or so. She'll be strong late. We'll put in Space Boy for fourth. Can't leave him out. I think Gary Portelli, remember him saying after the race that he felt he may have been slightly in need of the run there on debut. So, and that's the Golden Slipper form through the early favourite Tassort. So we'll see how that holds up. Good race, 6 to beat 1 from 7 and 2, Paul.
Yeah, look, I'm sticking with Unite and Conquer. I went 1, 6, 5, and 2. I will be playing the 1 and the 6 in the quaddie. But Unite and Conquer gets the nod on top for me. Just what I've seen of him, he's what I like in a two-year-old. He's got early speed. He's big. He's strong. He's very raw. And he seems to be an aggressive sort of horse. He just likes to get out there, make his own luck, and good luck trying to get past him. Obviously, in the Maribyrnong trial, nothing got near him. And he repeated the dose in a Randwick trial recently, and I just think the tight Wyong track will probably suit him more so than it suits Champagne Boom, who I have marked as the big danger. As Ray said, brilliant on debut at Caulfield, winning the debutante, and then just down the straight at Flemington in the pouring rain, she was probably going to win the race in another stride or two. And whether she can get around the track and get close enough to Unite and Conquer, I don't think she can. But obviously, she's the only danger I could find here. I didn't mind the action on this 5 Jailbreak, a first starter of Brad Widdop's. So he's big odds, and if you're going to play the trifecta, you could throw him in. He won a trial at Hawkesbury beating Stablemate Islands, and I just liked the way he stretched out late. And number 2, Space Boy. I was very disappointed in his debut effort of what I'd seen at the trials. So he's only going in for fourth, and he's there on sufferance at the moment. 1, 6, 5, and 2 for me in the 6.
So race 6 there. It's race 6, 1, 7, 2, and Paul 1, 6, 5, and 2. We move to the last race. It comes up at 5:20 over the mile, and we take out the one here, Victim de l'Amour. Munz?
Yeah, this is the Mercure at Cowinda Waters. You think you'd have a sneak up there and have a game of golf, wouldn't you?
Well, you would.
Waters, Kev? Yeah, well, I can manage, I'm very, very busy, as you know, Kev, but I could always sort of squeeze a little bit of time in for a game of golf, and I haven't been to Cowinda Waters as yet. So this is a benchmark 64 over 1,600 metres. You think Josh Parrott had bought me up, or Mark War? I think they're one of the patrons up there at Cowinda Waters. But let's have a look at the market on the last anyway. Victim de l'Amour came out yesterday, 3 cents to win and 3 cents a place. We start with Rapido Shaparo with a tongue tie on it, $7.50. Cyber Intervention at $5.50. Archie Bubba is there at $7. Everlasting Love, favourite at $2.30. Sensor Cova with a tongue tie on at $7.50. Dreaming of Biscay is at $5.50. We got a Classic Princess with the winkers on at $12. And Prince High for the Rev is $126 pop. Not a great deal of activity here. Best supported runner, and this was the same case last night, is Cyber Intervention here. Already today, $7 into $5.50. Second pick would be Everlasting Love, and third pick would be Archie Baba in the last of 7 at Wyong and Magic Me today.
Look, Rapido Shaparo crosses to lead with Dreaming of Biscay probably settling outside of him, and Archie Baba, Everlasting Love, handy, Ray. So just an even tempo expected in the last.
Yeah, that sounds about right, Paul. Look, I did my best to try and come up with something to beat Everlasting Love, and I just kept coming back to her. I don't necessarily love, last up maidens going into, backing it up, winning either a Class 1 or a Benchmark 64. But look, she was pretty good. She's always been around the mark. The form around her is okay. She'll sit handy. Should get a nice run either on the speed or just off it. And look, she'll be the horse to beat. I do respect the money for Cyber Intervention, number 3. I thought his run first up at Hawkesbury was okay. At 1,300 metres, he drew wide, went back and worked through the pack just off them. Beaten, 3.5 lengths. I think the mile will suit him. He has one at Wyong, and I expect him to run well. Put number 6, Sensor Cova, in for third. She improved at Gosford last week and could now be on the way back. and number two, Rapido Shapara. Look, I thought the trial was just fair, but look, you've got to respect these horses from the Waterhouse Bot stable, first up at a mile. He did win on debut at 1,500 metres, so he could give a bit of a sight. 5 to beat 3, 6 and 2 in the last pull.
Yeah, very similar, eh? 5, 2, 3, 6. I'm with Everlasting Love as well. She's had the four starts here at Wyong, which is interesting. So she knows this course, and she won over this track and distance last start, and it's a stable I'm following at the moment, Anthony and Edward Cummings. The two, Rapido Shapara, what you say, spot on. Don't take too much of a guide off the trial. The fact is he was pushed out over a 1,250 metre trial, so he's going to be fit enough for this today. And out in front, Wyong, 1,600, probably the spot to be. Three, Cyber Intervention. He's an interesting horse because he kicked off his career here at Wyong and looked like a potential star winning his maiden. Since then, he hasn't managed a place, but there's money for him, and he's second up off a spell, so perhaps. And number six, Sensacova. She's an underrated mare, and she'll be thereabouts, I would expect. 5, 2, 3, and 6 in the last.
So 5, 3, 6, 2 from Ray, 5, 2, 3, 6 from Paul. The guys have been fairly similar in most of their thoughts on today. So, Ray, what's your best, and give us a value?
Yeah, let's hope that we're right. The best race one, number one, Witherspoon. Look, on a day that we might struggle a little bit to find value, I think the best value has to be race five, number two. He's imposing at the 650 against an odds-on shot. So we'll go that way, Kevin.
All right. 1 and 1 for Ray in the best, and race five, number two. Thank you, Ray. Have a good day.
You too. Good luck.
All right. And Paul, what do you like today and a value bet?
Yeah, look, I don't have a value bet today, which is unusual for me, but it's that sort of meeting. So race five, number three, Jazzland. I do think he'll win by 5 or 6 lengths, so you can anchor him in some of your multis. And race six, number one, Unite and Conquer. From what I've seen of him, he's a horse that I think will win today, and I think he'll be very hard to beat in the Magic Millions come January. So race five, number three, the best, just ahead of race six, number one, Unite and Conquer, my next best. Kev?
Thank you, Paul. We'll speak to you soon. Have a good day.
Always a pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, mate. And Glenn Munsey, obviously the best backed is Invincible Star. What else can you tell us?
Well, they're like Gary Harley and Across Pies, Kev. They're just putting the sauce on and getting right into them here. Not only Invincible Star. Witherspoon would be second best back runner in the first. It's still odds against. Next pick would be probably Jazzland of the real shorties. And they would be the top three. So, you know, they're fancying the real shorties there today on the program. Invincible Star probably next. So, you know, the $1.70 chance, the $1.55 chance, and the $1.40 chance they want to be on. I'd say that multi would be pretty ordinary. We'll have a quick look at the Jockeys Challenge, where Timmy Clark is the favourite in the Jockeys Challenge today at $1.90. Tommy Berry and Kevin McAvoy at $4.40 each of two. Josh Parr's an $8 chance. Christian Reith at 16. Glenn Schofield, 26. Any other jockeys at 51. And the hippo, Adam Hieronymus, is the $81 outsider in the Jockeys Challenge today at Wyong for Magic Millions Day. Good luck to the club up there. And the Magic Millions markets will be updated. And you'll see the latest, not only this afternoon, on Sky Thoroughbred Central with Richard Haynes. But don't forget, Million Dollar Babies tonight. Bernadette Cooper going through the latest news on the Magic Millions Carnival coming up in January on the Gold Coast.
So, Munns, being a Wednesday, obviously a very quiet day for you. You're having a bit of a lunch on the harbour, a bit of a cruise in the afternoon, just feet up, kicking back.
Well, at the moment, Kev, it's raining at my place, so probably not going to be the ideal day to be out on the harbour, but I'm a long way from the harbour. There's enough water here at my place at the moment. Let's hope. Back over there where all the toffs reside on the shores of Sydney Harbour, the weather's a lot kinder.
Lovely. Thank you, man. Speak to you soon.
Solid.